This is Childhood Matters, presented by Interactive Parenting Media.
Childhood Matters.
For parents and everyone else who cares for or about kids.
We are family. Get everybody and sing.
Here's your host, Rona Renner.
Good morning and welcome to Childhood Matters. Today, on Father's Day, we'll celebrate and honor traditional fathers and the mentors and father figures who embrace, teach, and love children who are not necessarily their own. I'm Nurse Rona, and I'm here each week to present important topics to parents, grandparents, foster parents, childcare providers, big sisters, big brothers, or anyone who cares for and about children. You know, a recent report from the Pew Research Center called A Tale of Two Fathers states that the role of fathers in the modern American family is changing. Fathers who live with their children have become more intensely involved in their lives, spending more time with them and taking part in greater variety of activities. However, the share of fathers who are residing with their children has fallen significantly in the past half century. In 1960, only 11% of children in the U.S. lived apart from their fathers. By 2010, that share has risen to 27%. Another harsh reality, according to the Pew Research, is that black fathers are more than twice as likely as white fathers to live apart from their children. We know that some fathers are highly involved with their kids in spite of the fact that they don't live together, while others have little or no contact. Over the years, I've met fathers who have had deep regret for their mistakes and did the best they could to reunite with their children. And I've also met some amazing father figures who were neighbors, mentors, coaches, big brothers, or teachers stepping in to fill some gaps. We have two great guests this morning who in their work, they just work tirelessly to address these and other issues. So joining us in the studio is Chris Chapman. He's the executive director of the African American Male Achievement Department for the Oakland Unified School District. Prior to working with OUSD, he was the principal of Youth Chance High School in San Francisco. He was executive director of the Urban Services, YMCA in Oakland, and he served as a certified trainer for the YMCA of the USA. He started his career in education teaching history and physical education in the San Francisco school district. It was at Thurgood Marshall and Balboa High Schools. And his spare time is spent sometimes with Panthers baseball that he helped to co-found, and also with the Man Up Life Skills Conferences, Carter G. Woodson Black History Competition, and Young, Gifted, and Black Youth Poets Program. This is a busy man. He's also working with the local and national chapters of 100 Black Men to bring an academy for boys to the Bay Area, and he's the father of three adorable, handsome sons who all attend Oakland schools. Chris Chapman, welcome to Childhood Matters.
Give thanks. Thank you, Rona, for having me. I'm looking forward to celebrating and recognizing our fathers this morning and being in conversation with both you and Brother Willie.
Thank you so much for being here early this morning. Willie Adams is joining us. He's the middle school dean of students at the Hedroy School in Oakland. He's an educator, activist, artist, DJ, and father. He's taught English and humanities in the AIM High program in the Bay Area and worked as a diversity coordinator. Willie is also the co-founder of the Excelsis Foundation. It's an organization that works in concert with other educational institutions to provide mentoring, academic programming, and support for all students, but specifically African-American males, with the goal of eliminating the achievement gap. Willie is currently working on an album and a picture book entitled The ABCs of Soul. Willie, I can't wait to see that book. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, and a happy Father's Day to both of you.
Thank you.
Want to thank your families for sharing you with us this morning and also for getting up instead of having breakfast in bed. So, Chris Chapman, let's start with you. You're a dad, a champion, an advocate for children, and you're a son also who knows the importance of fathers and father figures. Start us off by addressing the concept that you told me about when we talked. You said children are who they see.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Children are who they see. A lot of who I am today really is predicated on the many brothers that had a profound impact in my life, and first and foremost being my father. My commitment to not only my children, but other people's children really came for this innate sense of giving back and serving the community through my own father. My father got hurt on the job back in like the early 70s, and all I really ever remember him doing was getting up every day and going to help folk. And so that paired then with my mom, who was an elementary school teacher, I think cultivated and harvested this willingness and this desire and excitement to want to teach and want to give to the community. And so first and foremost, that was predicated on me being able to see my dad just giving back and the joy that that gave him. And then aligning me with other brothers, be it through the Boys and Girls Club or Parks and Recs, who really had a passion of giving back to others. And so I saw myself in them, which opened my life to the possibilities of so many different things, from teaching to being a principal to being a director. But I really believe that it's important for us as fathers and important for us as leaders in the community to expose kids to as many different opportunities and people and places and things so they can really elevate how they see themselves and then ultimately, yeah, mm-hmm. kind of give shape to how they see themselves through that exposure of different people.
And, you know, you're in the Oakland Unified School District, and you have a big mission ahead of you here.
Yes.
That you're working on. Maybe just say a little bit about how this relates to what we're talking about today.
Sure. So I came on October 1st, 2010 to lead the African-American Male Achievement Department for Oakland Unified School District. And the department was created because the superintendent and school board, when they looked at data last year, really all of the positive educational indicators, unfortunately, African-American males were on dead last. And then all of the negative educational indicators, chronic truancy, disproportionate representation in special ed, discipline, incarceration, African-American males were at the top. So they created the space and the department then to really look at how the system could really address the needs of black boys. And so on a day like today, Father's Day, we're recognizing, you know, fathers and uncles and babas and grandfathers and coaches and all those men that play a significant role.
Yeah.
This department really is really trying to shed light and engage the community, in particular men, to empower them and get engaged. And so, you know, not only do we want our fathers to get engaged to help support our young boys throughout the preschool through 12th grade experience, but, you know, we want classified staff, we want coaches, really everybody has a role to play in the engagement of our young brothers. And when we create that conspiracy of care within our community and build all of our capacity to give back, I think that's when we'll begin to see and move the dial on addressing the needs of black boys, not just black boys, but all boys.
Yes.
And so it's really a campaign strategy as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, the work has to be concentrated and it has to be intentional and
yes.
it has to have a real plan and effort. And I'm just so glad to see, because we also know that involvement, parent involvement, adult involvement is one of the key elements to success in school. So,
yes.
yeah, thank you so much for that, Chris. Willie Adam, in your experience, who needs mentors and male role models? You've worked with such a diverse group of kids, mm-hmm. from a private school in the Oakland Hills to Aim High programs, where often there are kids who have more disadvantages, in a sense. Who needs mentors?
I would say, Rhonda, that they all need mentors, and that there is a really big misconception that children who are so-called privileged because they have resources that they don't need mentors. Not true. You have a lot of dads who are very successful, but who are absent in a very similar way to the statistics that you read about African-American dads. Although they may be married on paper or in a certain social or economic status, they're not there for their children. So you start to see a lot of the same issues that Chris is dealing with, I start to see in my work as well. So they all need mentors. They all need positive role models. They all need father figures in their lives. My job as dean is I'm a teacher, but I play many roles. So depending on the need of the child, I have to switch hats. At a certain point, you need a dad type figure. You may need a teacher. You may need a coach. And again, a good mentor knows how to play that role and be that piece for the child. Also, a good mentor doesn't want to take away from the child's natural father. And also encourages them to build and have a strong relationship with their natural father. So that's a big part of my work as well. I also work with parents to try to give them ideas and strategies on how to be more connected with their children. So,
yeah, that's really important what you're saying. I think we make some funny assumptions sometimes that, for instance, some statistics showed that 23% of college-educated sort of like privileged parents don't read to their kids when they're young, you know, like more than you would think.
Right.
So there's a lot of stress that parents are under, some economically, you know, in households where there are two parents, both parents are working full time. But I also meet a lot of moms who are working only in the home, and they're frustrated because their partner, their husband, doesn't get home until the kid is almost asleep
right.
and leaves early in the morning. So there's a lot of issues that we're looking at. And again, we want to honor you dads out there and you father figures, you know, for doing the good job you're doing. But keep thinking about your priorities and,
yes.
and what's really important. I'd like to open up the phone lines. If you want to call us, it's 877-372-KIDS. That's 877-372-5437. You can email us at info@childhoodmatters.org. If your children don't have a father who's involved in their lives, do you want to thank a mentor, a teacher, a stepfather, someone else, a father figure who stepped up to guide you? And if you don't live with your kids, how do you stay involved? Let's take our first call. We have Oswaldo this morning from Livermore. Good morning, Oswaldo.
Good morning, Rana.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Oh, thank you very much. I couldn't be the father that I am today if I haven't had the support that I have had from Childhood Matters for this past 8 years. And also the few mentors that in my life that I'd like to honor them if you give me the opportunity.
Sure, go ahead.
You know, Rana, is something. Father's Day is a very tough day for me because I lost my father when I was 6 years old and. And he was 34 years old, and he was a great father.
Wow, that's a lot of loss there at six. Yeah,
but I have three kids, as you know, that is Daisy, Edgar, and Skylar. And the first two kids, I didn't have a lot of opportunity to spend time with them because I was in a high power job and all the good stuff.
Yeah,
and bad stuff. But Skylar, with your help and a few of the mentors that I'll mention here, I have had, the best time of my life because, you taught me over the years just to give them here a tiny bit of discipline, a tiny bit of structure, lots of love, lots of communication, lots of guidance and everything else, and lots of daily activities.
Yeah.
Everything else I have been learning from him. You know, you gave me a lot of tools and skills. You have sent me more than 60 books in which I read. I have called you from Livermore, from Paris, from Rio. You know that I've been there because I want to be the best father that I can be.
Well, you have worked really hard as Waldo over the years. And I just want to appreciate your honesty over the years of talking about the issues. So go ahead, give a shout out to those people you want to shout out to.
Well, I need from your panel also their assistance because, Skylar's in their age. He's 9 years old. He already has his personal opinions. He's a gifted and talented student for this past 3 years, and he wants to pursue animation. But I want to enroll him in an enrichment program, with music. There is a school in Redwood City, and this lady created this school. It's fantastic. Her name is Christine Lin. She's a Chinese lady.
So what's your question, Oswaldo?
My question is, how can I introduce, without being pushy, because I'm not pushy with Skylar at all, and I can't, because he pushes me.
He pushes back, yeah. How can you introduce more academics, you're asking?
Yeah. How can I introduce enrichment program into his life, with music and few other things that I think that's very important to a child.
Well, I want to start just by saying, Oswaldo, it's a question that you've asked in different ways over time, because you are such an involved dad. You want the very best for your son. And I think it's such a fine balance between providing opportunity and, like you say, not pushing the things that you want to see, because sometimes it could be overwhelming. Let me start here with Willie.
Oswaldo, I would say I didn't get the age of your son. How old is he?
He's nine.
He's nine.
He'll be 10 years old on September 2nd.
Okay.
That balance.
Yeah, that's tough. I think he's a little young. I would say middle school is a really good time to introduce him to enrichment programs. I think what you can do now in the meantime, this next year or so, is to really find some things that he's really interested in, and then really try to find some ways to get him involved with programs that he's interested in. It's just like with, and Chris, you can speak to this, with sports. I mean, if a child is not really wanting it, it's not a good thing for them. It could be really counterproductive.
That's
so
right.
Your intent could be good, but again, if it's not coming from a pure, authentic place, Oswaldo, you might find that it's going to be really, really difficult. So.
And I think, again, we have to keep saying what's good for this child versus my sense of how I want everything. I want the world for my child. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I'd kind of add off of what Willie was suggesting. Definitely identifying the interests of Skylar, and then looking at opportunities to kind of fill or align with his interests. And another strategy, Oswaldo, is who are Skylar's friends, and seeing what are their interests? Because I found with my sons, who are 13, 11, and 7, six, that sometimes it's easier for them to actually get introduced into another program if their friends are together, or if they're with a buddy as well. And so maybe just kind of talking as well to some of Skylar's friends, or even Skylar sharing, what are your friends involved in? And then kind of making that connect as well could be another way to make that bridge.
And I think the key thing for you, Oswaldo, is to keep having fun with your kid and do opportunities and bring enrichment in without,
yes,
you know, forcing it, because you have a very smart kid. He's going to be okay. And you know,
yes,
what I'm going to send you for Father's Day? I'm going to send you the whole family cookbook. That's what,
yes,
I'm sending you as well, because I want you and your son to be cooking together. Michelle Stern did this great book. So you do some recipes and tell me how you like them. Oswaldo, happy Father's Day.
Thank you. And if you don't mind, I just want to recognize three mentors in my life, because they have been crucial in me raising Skylar, too. One is Kenny Yarek. He is not only my boss, but he has allowed me to raise Skylar and work full-time.
Oh, wow, that's great.
The other one is on the East Coast, is Ambassador Haynes, that has been my mentor since I got out of school at the New York University, and I went to work at the Yale Club. And this man, a very powerful black man, he picked me up from nothing, and he coached me to be a good father.
Yes.
All the way through today.
Yeah.
And also my best friend that probably will never hear this, but he's in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, that is Elio Binato.
And that inspires you. And we just never know who's going to inspire us to do well. Oswaldo, we're just about out of break. Have a great day with your son, and let's stay in touch, okay?
Thank you very much, Rana, and thank you for being you.
Thank you so much. You know, Chris, it's true. We're about to go to break, but what he says is, you know, people inspire us, you know, just by who they are.
Yes, it's important for us to be in relationship. I mean, I think our ability to be good people or good fathers is our ability to support each other. So being in relationship with others is a source of strength, and it just keeps us grounded.
We're going to talk about other father figures. Happy Father's Day to y'all. And in a moment, we'll take your call.
Listening to Childhood Matters.
Information for your kids.
For your family.
For you.
Give us a call now at 1-877-372-KIDS.
The conversation continues after this. Here's this week's Childhood Matters community calendar with events for parents and kids. Free citizenship courses will be held at the San Lorenzo branch of the Alameda County Library this Monday, June 20th, 6 to 8. For more information, call 510-670-6283. That's 510-670-6283. Come discover the benefits of healthy eating by registering for the healthy cooking classes at the Ginger Grill and G&G Market in Santa Rosa. Next class is scheduled for Tuesday, June 28th, 6 to 7:30, so sign up quick. Classes are $35. Scholarships available to those who qualify. For more information, call 707-575-6043. That's 707-575-6043. Contra Costa County is offering free whooping cough shots for teens and preteens at various locations throughout the county, such as a farmer's market at the Todos Santos Plaza in Concord, which will be providing free vaccines Thursdays 4 to 8 all the way until August. For more locations and information, call 925-313-6767. That's 925-313-6767. Free outdoor exploratorium at the Fort Mason Center exhibits will happen this Friday, June 24, 9 to 5. For more information, call 415-EXPLORE. That's 415-397-5673. Take the little ones out to the free playgroups at the Child Care Center in Soledad, Tuesday, June 21st, 9:30 to 11:30, and Thursday, June 23rd, 4:30 to 6:30. For more information, call 831-678-3671. That's 831-678-3671. The West County First 5 Center in San Pablo is hosting free prenatal yoga classes Wednesday, June 22nd, 1 to 2. For more information, call 510-232-5650. That's 510-232-5650. Observe the night sky at the Chabot Space and Science Center for free every Friday and Saturday, 7:30 to 10. For more information, call 510-336-7300. That's 510-336-7300. For additional information on events, call 510-663-5437 and to submit information, email info@childhoodmatters.org.
This is Nurse Rona with news for parents, providers, and everyone who cares about kids. Childhood Matters is now podcasting. So many people have told me they love our show but can't listen on Sunday mornings. Now it's easy to get our shows on your iPod or MP3 player and take us with you. Sign up for podcasting today at childhoodmatters.org. And if you or someone you know speaks Spanish, click on the Nuestros Niños logo and learn about our sister show in Spanish with Doctora Marisol.
We all aspire to live happy and fulfilled lives and raise our children with these values. But the stresses we face day to day can get in our way. Find support with Nurse Rona's podcast, Happiness Matters, with Dr. Christine Carter, author of Raising Happiness, where you'll learn about the science and art of cultivating these values and passing them on to the children in your lives. This podcast is available on our website or on iTunes. For more information, visit us at childhoodmatters.org.
We continue with Childhood Matters, brought to you in part by your local First 5.
Join in the conversation at 1-877-372-KIDS.
Here's more with Nurse Rona on Childhood Matters.
Have a man at my house, he's so big and strong.
Today we're talking with Chris Chapman, Executive Director of the African American Male Achievement Department for the Oakland Unified School District, and Willie Adam, the Middle School Dean of Students at the Hedroy School in Oakland and co-founder of the Excelsis Foundation. And we're talking with you. Happy Father's Day, and we're honoring mentors, father figures, and dads. Chris, you said something interesting on the break about fathers and their stories.
Sure. Wow. So just want to open with the importance of us as fathers continuing to value our experiences and being able to be at a place where we can share our pain, our joys, our struggles. What I have found in conversation with fathers, many times we don't have the place or find the place to share what we've been through, and we end up working that out through our own children, which surfaces a lot of stuff and has us very vulnerable, and at times may find us doing things that we don't want to do or don't mean to do. And so just really encouraging us, in particular on this Father's Day, to embrace, reach out to other brothers and fathers in your network in the spirit of just talking about how you were parented and, yes, and sharing exactly about your experiences.
How did you learn to do that, Willie, yourself?
How did I learn to do it?
Yeah.
I'm still learning.
Yeah.
I'm still learning. And You know, there's no book on how to be a father. Yeah. There's nothing that you can read to sort of figure it out and study. So it's a life lesson. And I learned from people like Chris Chapman. I learned from programs like this. And I take those nuggets and I try to apply them to my life and to my situation. And I encourage you to do the same.
Yeah. Boy, it's sort of what there is to do in life, isn't there?
Right,
it's
exactly.
You know, like sorting out like my past, the grief, the joy, the hard stuff, and now how do I be the kind of parent I want to be to my child?
Right.
It's really something. Let's hear from our listeners. We have one of our regular listeners also calling this morning. We have Robbie from Oakland. Happy Father's Day, Robbie.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there, as well as the listeners and the panel.
So, what would you like to say on this Father's Day, Robbie?
Well, there, like one of your guests just spoke of, there isn't a book on how to be a father or you know, it's basically just, you know, a life lesson. If there was a book, the person probably would be a billionaire. you know.
There are lots of books out there, but none that kind of, like, help you do it all, right?
Right, exactly. You know, but for me, when I, like, sometimes I tell people, you know, I was just prepared to be a father. And you know, sometimes people, you know, misunderstand that, and they say, well, how can you be prepared? You can't be prepared. But what I meant by that was, you know, I had long stopped going out to clubs and partying. You know, I wasn't hanging out at a buddy's house. So in that sense, you know, I was prepared. I wanted to stay home. I wanted to learn as much as I could about, you know, how to do this, how to do that, you know, read up on, you know, certain things pertaining to kids and so on and so forth, and just try to be the best example that I can be to my kids as well as my kids and I being the best example that we can be to, you know, other fathers or what have you, or parents that may be dealing with, you know, life issues.
Did you have mentors in your life, Robbie?
Yeah, you know, I have several mentors in you know, that in which I've learned, you know, different things from. And you know, like my father, for instance, just getting up to work, go to work every day. I mean, just every day, work, come home, spend time with your family. And you know, my father, he always went to work, and he came home. He was never out at some bar, never hanging out at some club, but he came back home to family life. And that's what, actually, my brother and I, that's, you know, we're both pretty much, you know, like that, just going out to work, coming home.
And that's really interesting. I want to ask our guests here, too. You know, we talk about who we are, who we see. You know, there are fathers now who didn't have a father who went to work every day and didn't see that model. And it certainly is possible to do that if you hadn't seen it. But it helps a lot, you know, if you've seen, just also if you've seen a father who is active with the kids and who's has emotion and shows his feelings. And a lot of fathers grow up without seeing that. So you have to figure out how to do a lot of that yourself.
Yes. We're all a work in progress. And hopefully, just like Robbie said, we're continuing to try to better ourselves, improve ourselves. And so when we're in conversation with other fathers, we're just observing other fathers. There's things that, you know, we can take from them, so to speak, and incorporate into our style and fatherism in service to our children as well.
Yeah.
Pick up on that. You know, I'm nobody special. I'm just a...
You are special to me, Robbie. Shush.
But, you know, it's been dozens of times, Nurse Rona, when I've been out with my kids, and people just really notice the interaction and the bond and
that's right.
And the strength of the picture in which, you know, they're looking at. Because I've been approached several times. Oh, it's so beautiful to see a man, not only a man,
that's
but
right.
a black man out with their kids in such a loving and
that's right.
caring and, you know, giving manner. So,
that's right.
Know,
we need to see more images of that in the news.
That's right.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, he's right.
We need to see people taking that and taking pictures of these men sitting here in the studio and you and saying there is a model, you know, of men being involved, especially black men who are involved with their kids.
That's right.
Just about every young black man that's out there on the corner, whether you're selling drugs or robbing or stealing, you know, it's probably, I would say, 99% of them will say their father wasn't around, yeah. They didn't have a relationship with their father at all,
that's
or
right.
The father was there, but he was really abusive and so on and so on.
That's right, so we got to break that cycle, Robbie.
Exactly.
You're breaking, you know, we're breaking that cycle. And I just want to thank you and honor you. You're just a real gift to your children and to everyone. I got to move on. We got a lot of calls coming in, Robbie. I'm going to send you also the whole family cookbook because I want to see Papa's cooking
That's
with their
good.
Kids.
That's right. Yeah.
Michelle Stern has this book. I'm sending it to you. I know that you can cook some good stuff with your kids because you have family who know how to cook. Robbie, bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Childhood Matters.
Childhood Matters.
Tips for parents, direction for the kids.
Childhood Matters.
With Rona Renner.
Let's take another call. We have Glenn now from Berkeley with us. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what do you think?
So this is really great. I mean, it got me thinking a lot about how we kind of choose our influences. You know, it's like a lot of people talk about having a role model, but we really have, you know, this kind of mashup of role models in our lives, and, you know, both positive and negative. And, you know, how do we, you know, how do our kids choose that? You know, like, I'm really a committed father, you know, absolutely, but, you know, my parents were divorced when I was 3. My father wasn't around much, but then I had, you know, kind of as a great balance, my grandfather, who, you know,
yeah.
My father was like, he was a bit wild. He was like a jazz musician and, you know, very in and out of my life and, you know, really exciting guy. My grandfather was, you know, a strong but quiet presence. You know, he was, he was there.
He was there. And I have to say, it's a lot easier being a grandparent than being a parent. That's for sure. And so you are a father of 2 little ones, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you have to work hard, probably sometimes, to figure out how to be there.
Well, you know, it's funny. Like a friend of mine had a great statement he made. Like when my wife was pregnant with my first boy, he said, "Yeah, you know, it's really, really hard to be a father. It's amazingly complicated, but in a lot of ways it simplifies your life because you have you have very clear number one priority."
Yes. What do you think of that, Willie? Does that make sense? You're a musician.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Again, I think there's many ways to be a father. I think you were really fortunate and blessed to have your grandfather there. And
is it simple?
No, it's not simple. It's extremely complex. And yes, it is very simple, but it all depends on your personality and who you were. Did you want to be a father? Some people have children and then some people create a family. There's a big difference. So I think all that goes into play, Glenn, and it depends and will reflect on what type of father you will be.
That's right. And I think your simplicity really has to do with when it comes down to it, having attention for your kids can be a simple thing.
It can be. But we live in a society that doesn't really give time or honor that. It honors how much money you have, what status you're in, and, you know, what car you drive and what, you know, where do you live? And we get so caught up in that as men, thinking that, you know, we're nothing if we don't have these things, that we miss out on the childhood of our children, and we perpetuate this cycle of neglect and of hurt with kids.
Yeah.
And that's why I think this program is so important, because it gives us a time and a space to talk about that, to deconstruct that, and to hopefully reverse that vicious cycle.
Glenn, a final word for what you, a word of inspiration for other dads or mentors?
I wanted to just elaborate for a second on. I just wanted to ask about how we choose our influences a little bit about, you know, because everyone out there, in a real sense, can be you come in contact can be a potential role model whether they choose or not.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, friends, families, neighbors, teachers. You know,
how do we choose our influences?
To, you know, see like. What lessons we get from each is maybe different, but how do we, you know, direct or help kids choose the right messages?
That's a really good question, Chris.
Yes. No, I think it's important that we continue to put forward, in particular for those youth that don't have access to continuous positive images, that we put in front positive things, positive images, and then positive people. So the youth then are looking, they have exposure to, you know, what the possibilities of life can bring on a positive note, and then they have access to those folk. I think for youth who are coming out of urban environments that may have limited access to those positive people and are basing who they see off of kind of television and kind of the music, it's important then for the folks around them to share beautiful stories and ensure that they are in relationship with their neighbors and get them out kind of to the library and seeing the possibilities that life have to bring. But the how is really, I mean, we have to ask ourselves as adults, as uncles, as grandpas, as fathers, and engage all children, not just our children, but the children on the block, the children in our neighborhood, and begin to try to at least engage in a relationship and get a sense of what they're interested in and hopefully build off and expose them to positive things that they're interested in.
That's right. You know, I think this is a great question, Glenn. And I think it's something we all need to ask ourselves, just like Chris said. And it's like, you know, how to reduce TV or make sure they're watching things that's good. Get them out in nature. Schools, you know, how do we find a school that's respectful? Those are the influences. If you think about the fact that childcare providers are with your kids sometimes longer than you are, who are these people who are influencing our kids? And how do we, you know, work at a job so that we can take time off sometimes to influence our child? And as they get older, who are their friends? So, Glenn, it's a good question because we know parents have an influence if they're there and if they're involved, and then the rest is life.
That's right.
Life happens. So I want to send you, I'd like to send you some Bay Area Discovery Museum passes. It's a great place to go outdoors with your guys, and thank you for your thoughtfulness.
Okay, lots of love to you. Always lots of love to your kids. You
take
know,
good care.
You know,
lots of love.
Major discipline and play and all that, but
lots
always
love
first.
Always love first. Thank you for that message on Father's Day. I appreciate it. Let's take another call. We have James from Brisbane, and maybe we can get James in before we go to a break. James, good morning.
Good morning, Rona, and good morning to your guest.
Oh, I love hearing your voice. It's been a while.
It has indeed. Happy Father's Day.
Oh,
thank you.
And to you, James. What do you want to say before we go on a break?
I just want to say that everything that's been said this morning has been so enlightening, and I just want to give a particular perspective on those of us who are fathers of kids with special needs, particularly around the issue of mentoring. Okay. We share the same kinds of concerns that your guest has spoken so eloquently about today, but layered on top of that is the notion of having to deal with the unexpected. As a parent of a child with special needs, you know, everything is unanticipated. And in terms of mentoring, it becomes very difficult because generally parents of children with special needs aren't necessarily available for us as models. So we tend to have to try to make it on our own. I facilitate a support group, and one of your guests, I believe it was Will, spoke about the power of stories. And that's what we do among many things in the support group. And these stories have been not only important in terms of affirming us as fathers, but they also are important in terms of us learning how to be better fathers, how to deal with the challenges of being a dad of a child with special needs.
That's right. James, you just said it, and those stories, that connection of fathers. You're still at Family Resource Center in Oakland?
I am.
Family Resource Network at Oakland, doing fathers groups for fathers who have kids of special needs. And I also know that you also believe strongly in mindfulness, and so really paying attention to your own feelings and your kids. We're going to a break now, James. I just wish you the very best day. And
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks, Rona. Bye.
We'll talk to you soon.
Get involved.
Call now at 1-877-372-KIDS.
You're listening to Childhood Matters.
More with Rona Renner after this.
June is Pride Month, and here at Childhood Matters, we want to remind you to respect and honor the diversity of individuals all throughout the Bay Area. Did you know that more than 60% of LGBT students report having been harassed in school for their sexual orientation and gender expression within the last year alone? Help educate those around you to end the harassment, and remember, you can make a difference to change someone else's life. Take a stand and speak up against harassment.
Do you know someone who is pregnant? When a mom-to-be is 28 weeks or 7 months pregnant, she should make sure she feels her baby move every day. It's called kick counts. Research shows that kick counts are an excellent sign of the baby's well-being. If mom doesn't feel her baby kick at least 10 times in 1 hour, call your healthcare provider right away. By talking about kick counts, you could save a baby's life. This message is brought to you by Alameda County Public Health Department, Children's Hospital Oakland, and First 5 Alameda County.
Sometimes 140 characters just doesn't cut it. Facebook can't replace FaceTime, and IM often makes us miss the instant we're actually in. A day at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, on the other hand, is full of moments that come to life, in real life. It's the instant you catch an otter's eye, touch a sea cucumber, or watch your kids perform a silly penguin waddle. Now that's a status update. So get up close and personal and share the love at the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Take the plunge at MontereyBayAquarium.org/love.
Good reading habits start early. In fact, flashcards and fancy games aren't necessary for building early literacy skills. All that is needed are books, your child, and you. Young children who listen to stories with their families are better prepared for school and life. Here are some tips to help select books for young children. Babies like board books that are brightly colored with photos of other children and familiar objects. Choose books with different textures that babies can explore through touch. Also, toddlers like books that show characters doing familiar things like playing and smiling. Pick books with only a few words per page and stories that rhyme. And for preschoolers, read predictable books so your child will begin to recognize words and phrases while having fun saying them with you. Don't hesitate to reread favorite books. For more information on programs for young children, contact your local Bay Area First 5 County Commission by visiting www.firstfivekids.org/bay. Brought to you by your local First 5.
Did you know that dental decay is the most common and preventable chronic disease in young children, more common than asthma or diabetes? Prevent infection by visiting the new kid-friendly Health Trust Children's Dental Center of Sunnyvale, providing local children access to high-quality care regardless of insurance. Funded by First 5 Santa Clara County and El Camino Hospital, the grand opening is Saturday, June 25th from 10 to 2. Contact the Health Trust at 408-961-9800 for more information.
I think I'll color this man father.
Color him father.
I think I'll color him love.
Color him love.
Said I'm gonna color him father.
Color him father.
We continue with Childhood Matters, brought to you in part by your local First 5.
Join in the conversation at 1-877-372-KIDS.
Here's more with Nurse Rona on Childhood Matters.
I'm so lucky this morning to be sitting in studio with Chris Chapman and Willie Adam, and I want to wish fathers a happy Father's Day. I want to wish father figures and mentors and single moms and everyone out there. Let's take a call from Jennifer and Hayward. I'm going to go a little faster now so we can get everyone on. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning, Nurse Rona.
Good morning. You wanted to do a quick shout-out?
I did indeed. I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers. To Baba Chris, this is Mama Jennifer from Yaya's house. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, sister. Thank you.
It's good to hear you on the radio. You are a great father and a great role model.
I'll give thanks.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, yeah. I also want to say happy Father's Day to all the mothers, all the single mothers like myself who try really hard to fill in the gaps that we really have no true ability to fill in, but we do our best every day.
That's right. And a really good job at that. And I think you have to really remember that sometimes there isn't a father there, and mamas really do step up to the plate.
Yes.
Yeah.
We definitely do.
Well, how old are your kids?
Kids are 6 and 9.
Your kids are 6 and 9. Have you taken them to the Monterey Bay Aquarium for a while?
It's been a long time.
Well, I would like to send you that. As a single mama calling in on Father's Day, we're going to send you some passes, and have a great day with your guys.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jennifer. I'm going to keep moving along. We're going to take a listen now to, you know, the idea that there are communities out there, there are organizations out there to give you support. Let's take a listen.
I'm Associate Producer Lorenzo Plazola. Today I spoke with a big brother and little brother from the program Big Brother Big Sister Bay Area about having positive role models.
What inspired you to join a Big Brother Big Sister?
It's been about 6 months now that I've been a big brother, and the main reason I decided to become a big brother, I see that there's a lot of youth that lack some kind of father figure or brother figure, and this is a great opportunity for me to help some of them out.
And how often do you guys hang out?
We hang out almost every week, if not every other week. We've spent a good amount of time together, though.
And what activities do you guys do together?
We go to museums and stuff. We play a lot of sports. Sometimes we just hang out at his place or my place after a lot of hard work. And yeah, it's pretty fun having a big brother, because when you're bored, you could also call him sometimes, and then he tells you some events when he has tickets and stuff.
And how has this experience helped you grow as a person?
It has made me grow by leaps and bounds. I have had a deeper respect for the organization. I've learned a lot from him, mainly because I see things differently now. It has a positive effect on my life, that's for certain.
So how has having a big brother helped you out?
He gives me good advice. He has taught me a lot of things. He also has taught me to try something new, like drinks, food, and stuff that I never even tried, or places that I never even heard of.
What kind of new things have you tried?
Boba drinks. Yeah. Top Dog.
Would you recommend for more people to become a big brother, big sister, and why?
You know, if you're interested in this, I would highly recommend you educate yourself about this. Try to see if something it can fit into your life, because it's done so many great things in my life. I can't even begin to describe it. I would highly recommend it, though.
All right, so do you think more kids should get into the Big Brother Big Sister program?
Yes, because you could learn from them, and sometimes you could teach them. So I would say it's an opportunity, and if you do, then go for it. If you don't, then just stay the way you are.
And finally, we have a closing message from the program director of Big Brother Big Sister Bay Area.
We have statistics that show that children act out in less negative ways, in all kinds of ways. Their grades are better, less likely to get involved in gangs, self-esteem increases. Any areas you can think of in terms of youth development, it gets impacted by mentoring. It's a pretty broad sweeping relationship.
And how may anybody who's interested in this program reach you guys?
They can go to our website at bbbsba.org. That's Big Brothers Big Sisters Bay Area. In the East Bay and the South Bay in particular, we have a real need for big brothers. So if you're an adult male and you're considering making a difference in a young man's life, we definitely can use you, and all the more so if you're a Hispanic, Latino, and or African American. But any males, we could very much need.
For Childhood Matters, I'm Lorenzo Plazola.
Thanks, Lorenzo. Chris Chapman, organizations like this are key.
Oh, they're paramount. I would not be here today if it wasn't for organizations like Big Brothers, Big Sisters. I mean, I truly attribute my success to having a mentor. My mentor, Gary Beasley, I've been blessed to know now for over 30 years. He's the godfather of all three of my sons, and then had the pleasure as well to be a case manager for Big Brothers early on in my career as well. So the power of mentorship is extraordinary, and I would encourage folks who may not have sons, if you want to engage and have a fatherly-like experience, go through Big Brothers Big Sisters, an amazing organization. It also provides you a set of supports, too, when you get into situations with your little or your mentee that you may not know.
That's right.
Which we all do. They can provide you with that kind of support as well.
Thank you. And Willie, I love when he said, yeah, I learned about Top Dog.
Exactly. Yeah, I just would echo what Chris said, and especially to the single moms out there listening, find an organization for your sons. I think it's extremely important for them to have positive male role models in their lives.
That's
and
right.
And there are certain things that you can do as a woman. I mean, women are amazing, but they also need men. They need that balance, especially young men. So
that's right. And there's the YMCA. There's all kinds of great
right.
places. Yeah. Let's try and fit in another call. We have Thelma from Richmond with us. Good morning, Thelma.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. What would you like to add this morning on Father's Day?
Well, I like to come from the out-of-home placement arena. a foster parent of many years, and I currently have 3 children. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to all the fathers, all the father figures. Happy Father's Day.
Yes.
For the sacrifices, the teaching of the father, the affection, devotion, loyalty, empowering, compassion, and courageousness. And I also wanted to say that one of the things that I do is I do have mentors from out of the community that get involved with the children, whether it be road trips, education, religion. Just, I really want the listeners to get the importance of just taking one child and just effectively listening to them.
Mm.
Our children are starving for us to listen to them,
yes,
and articulate to them that we heard what they say, and
mm-hmm,
work with that. I also want to say that I've been fortunate to have some wonderful, wonderful male figures over the years through working with men from Rites of Passages, just taking one-on-one, taking one child, working with one child. And I just am honored and privileged to be a part of this wonderful celebration. We're not honoring our fathers as they should be. They
That's
are
right.
wonderful, precious gift.
Thank you. You could. That's fabulous. I just love everything you said, Thelma. How old are your children now?
I have an 11-year-old male and 2 16-year-old girls.
Wow. Well, thank you to all the foster parents out there,
yes,
too. I mean, we just want to really say thank you, and we'll have to do a whole separate show again on that. I got to move on. I want to thank you. We'll definitely send you the whole family cookbook, because those kids should be cooking before they leave home. That's one thing we want them to learn how to do, and I bet you already have taught them. Thank you, Thelma.
Thank you so much, Rona.
Oh, let's see. Anne in San Francisco, we have all of about a minute. Maybe you could ask your question and we'll see what we can do. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning. I have a 2-year-old daughter, and her father and I were together for a number of years but split up when she was 2 months old. And nothing in his life really set him up to be a really involved or active father. What I'm wondering is, what can I do from a place of support, and this is a question for your guest, to help encourage more involvement in his daughter's life?
Great question. And, you know, I think you've probably heard a lot already on the show about, if it turns out he can't be, you know, that, you know, you're there and you can find other folks. But I know how much we often want the child's father to be involved. So I'll go ahead and ask our guests, and I will also be, you have a 2-year-old and you live in San Francisco. We'll send you some tickets to the Bay Area Discovery Museum, and thank you for your call, Anne. So Chris Chapman, as we finish up here, what would you like to say to Anne?
Well, thank you for the question, Anne. I'd say stay the course, keep faith. I would look at your family's support and your ex-husband's family support to see if there's folks within the family that could reach out and maybe kind of share what your need and desire is, but through the lens of, you know, an uncle or a brother or somebody else that he may trust or be in relationship. That's another strategy, as well as just if there's any other mutual friends within your network that could also kind of share the importance of, and, you know, don't give up, and your daughter needs you, just to kind of, again, take the message that you need, but it's getting reframed through folks in your support network.
And over time, things could change.
Yes,
Chris Chapman, how can people find you at Oakland Unified?
You can reach me at our office numbers, 510-879-4663, or www.thrivingstudents.org.
Chris Chapman, thank you so much for everything you do. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
And for you, Willie, a final statement for Ann here. Anything you want to add?
Yeah, Anne, I think even though you and your partner aren't together, you still have a responsibility to raise the kid together. So you need to find an authentic way to sort of do that, even if you aren't going to be together.
People can find you at Head Royce, Willie.
They can find me at Head Royce. Also, ExcelsisFoundation.org.
Thank you, too. You are wonderful, awesome. I hope you come back. And I want to thank our producers, Felsha Zuschlag, Lorenzo Plazzola, my children. Happy Father's Day to Pei and Andrew for being such great dads to my grandkids. Million thanks to my husband, Mick, for working really hard at being a good daddy. This is Rona saying, remember, spend time with your child and don't forget to take care of yourself. Childhood matters, and so do you.
You've been listening to Childhood Matters.
Produced by Collins Media Services and presented by the nonprofit Interactive Parenting Media. Join us again for Childhood Matters. Find out more at childhoodmatters.org.